Nolte, Lanterns producer claims Green Lantern's ring is sexist. By John Nolte on September 3, 2026. Once again, someone who hates a franchise aimed at males has been put in charge of that franchise. Vanessa Boddin Kelly is a co-executive producer and writer of HBO's latest woke-tard superhero show Lanterns, and she believes the Green Lantern's power ring, the ring itself, is sexist. The thing that I would always say in the room is that if the ring wasn't sexist, Bernadette would have been chosen, because she really is just the most fearless of everybody, Kelly said in a recent interview. Bernadette is the mother of the young man who becomes the latest Green Lantern. For those who don't know, and I certainly didn't, the ring has amazing powers and chooses who is worthy of wearing it. Geeks and Gamers describes the ring this way: the Green Lantern power ring can travel across the universe, translate alien languages, create virtually anything its bearer imagines, and identify candidates capable of overcoming great fear. So who is Vanessa Boddin Kelly, other than an obvious pain in the ass in the writer's room who is always accusing a ring of sexism? Well, she spent 10 years as a community activist who, at one time, worked for both Ben Crump and Karen Bass. She is also responsible for writing this dreck of a scene in Lanterns. Hollywood's zeal to destroy beloved male franchises has become pathological. Do you want to know why that scene lands like a lead balloon filled with Lizzo? Not because it's political, but because it's fake. There is nothing believable about that scene. There's no subtlety, there's no subtext, and we're supposed to believe a woman would lecture a space alien about racism. No one talks like that. No one behaves like that. You have an alien sitting in front of you, and you go right to the talking points? And because it's not believable, it commits the biggest sin a storyteller can make: it breaks the spell. We read and watch and listen to stories because we want to be transported. That's the whole idea. That's the goal. A good storyteller who respects the art form and the audience wants only one thing, and that's to grab hold of you and keep hold of you until the credits roll. That doesn't mean you can't have something to say. Oliver Stone and Spike Lee have plenty to say about all kinds of things and have still delivered some of the greatest movies of the last half century. My first and last novel has a lot to say about all kinds of things. But one thing I made sure of was to never preach or turn it into something divisive. The story came first. The storytelling spell was foremost in my mind. Anyone can write a piece of shit scene like that one in Lanterns. It takes zero skill to beat people over the head with a heavy-handed message. A halfway decent writer would show this rather than tell it through a vomit spew of exposition. Imagine how much more effective it would be for the aliens to discover it on their own through observation, through story? Yes, what this Lantern's character says is a lie, is pure racial paranoia and anti-American nonsense. That's not the point. All kinds of great movies promote nonsense, including the great Oliver Stone's movies, see, JFK. The point is that the best way to make a point is to move your audience emotionally. The worst way is through some ham-handed record scratch of a lecture. And because Kelly chose the record scratch, and HBO and Warner Brothers and DC chief James Gunn allowed her to choose the record scratch, that tells me they are out to destroy this franchise. That's the goal. The only goal. Men and boys will no longer be allowed to have anything of their own in our culture. It will either be feminized or beaten to death with woke-tard talking points.